Now notice verse 10 here, and I'm reading beginning with verse 10. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. I've given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it's the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. And friends, that's one of the most important verses that's here. I use it as one of the key verses of this book. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. And he goes on and on and on, and I'll not read all of the details that are there. Now, this is the great principle that we have here in verse 11. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Why? The life is in the blood, and that becomes very important. And you remember the Lord Jesus said something very interesting. He says, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. I'll raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh, drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I in him. Now you see, Christ actually was carrying out the great principle set down in Leviticus 17 concerning the blood. This is one of the key verses of the entire Bible, as well as of the entire Mosaic system in the Old Testament. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Now what Christ is saying here, you drink my blood. What does he mean? Why, spiritually means that you by faith accept his shed blood for your sins and you will receive life. That is what he's saying. What a great spiritual truth that is here, my beloved, that you have to receive his sacrifice on the cross if you are to be saved. My, can't think of anything more important than that. Oh, today, how this needs to be emphasized. God have mercy on a church that is afraid to talk about the sin of man and the blood of Christ. My friends, these are the two keys to the human trouble, the human problem, the human situation. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And let me say this, God have mercy today on the church member or the preacher that denies the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the only thing that can save you. And that great big old fisherman Simon Peter said, the precious blood of Christ. It was shed that you and I might have life. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Don't miss the great principle that is here and the great spiritual truth that is here, my beloved.